everyone.
Yep, coming to you live from the Sunshine State Summit Drive Time with Jason and Brent.
You know who was born in the Sunshine State?
Who was born in the Sunshine State, Brent? Yes.
I was.
Yeah, it was you. You were born here.
The 407.
That's the area code?
Orlando, yeah. On a Navy base, because my dad served this wonderful country of ours.
I feel like we are giving the people a lot of information. One, that they weren't expecting. Two, didn't ask for. Three, maybe could care less.
Everybody tunes in for facts about Brant.
So you were born on a Navy ship.
Yes. Underwater.
Submarine. In Orlando.
Yes. Sure was.
That's not surprising to me in any way, shape, or form.
Where were you born?
I was born in Spartanburg, South Carolina, in a hospital.
Yeah.
So very similar.
Very similar.
We are coming to you live from Florida.
Yes.
I feel like we need to, should we apologize for last week?
Did anyone notice? If you noticed,
We're sorry.
Let us know.
We're sorry if you noticed.
We're sorry.
Again, pleasantly surprised at the number of people reaching out and saying, you missed a week. Are you encouraged by this or
no
not?
No one ever does it to me.
No one ever says, sorry, I missed
and
you?
And maybe that's just because I don't have a lot of people that care about me, besides you guys, and you already know.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's all very true.
You already know that we didn't do it.
We have two special guests with us on Summit Drive Time.
Yes, it's a big week.
Big week. We have Mr. Kyle Eastep. Kyle, say hello to the fine people listening today.
Hello, fine people listening
today.
Where
were you born, bud?
Yeah, where were you born, Kyle?
Portsmouth, Ohio.
Ooh.
In a hospital?
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah.
Kyle has a scar on his face as a result of his birth.
You love revealing medical truths
right
about
there?
Me.
Is that it right podcast. There?
It's right there. Yeah, I got cut. The doctor cut my cheek while he was performing a C-section to get me out of my mother's womb. She was in some real danger.
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm
but
sorry
thanks
to
for
laugh.
Laughing. Thanks for laughing.
She's
at
fine.
It.
I know her. She's great.
She is really sweet. And Kyle also survived it. And that's I, true. What I would like to say, has a fine face. Doesn't he have a fine face?
Great face. It didn't mess it up at all.
Nope.
If anything, it helped.
I agree.
Gave it some character.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people now walk up and say, "What happened to your face?
What happened there?
What happened to your face, Brand? Did anything ever happen to your
you know,
face?
This isn't all natural. This is just the way I am, unfortunately.
And then also joining us today on the show.
Unfortunately.
Fortunately.
Fortunately, Brandon.
Yeah. Also joining us on the show today, your good friend, my good friend, Mr. Terry Carlton.
Hello, peoples.
And we are all...
He refuses to grab the mic from me. I'm going to hold it the whole time.
That's now. True. That's true. We're here in Florida.
Yes.
Because we've been in some meetings.
We have.
When you think of people in the world that you, if you had to be in meetings,
yes,
would like to be in meetings with.
Yes.
I got to believe that we're pretty high on people's list.
Yes.
Don't you agree with that?
I would think so.
Now, Brand, this was your first time at these meetings. And we're going to talk about what the meetings are about, why we're having the meetings. But this was your first time sitting in the room, partaking in the meetings here in Florida. It's not always in Florida. Sometimes we're in different places around the country. But Florida this time around. Sometimes in Greenville. What did you think of the what did you think of the meeting so far?
You know how sometimes you watch a really good movie and you go home and you lay in bed and you just like are like, man, that was amazing.
Yep.
It was nothing like that.
Exactly.
It was nothing like that. It was better.
Yeah, it was.
It was great, man. It was a great couple days.
Let's throw it over to our good friend Kyle and ask him, maybe he'd give a little background to the people listening today on why we're in Florida for some meetings. Kyle, tell everybody what we're doing here, who we're meeting with, and what's up in regards to meetings around the United States of America.
Yeah, part of our story from the very beginning was the investment of a mentor and a friend named Dwight Smith. And Dwight was leading an organization that was primarily working internationally called Saturation Church Planting International. And there were a couple churches in the United States when we were starting that had already had quite a bit of exposure to Dwight that were friends of ours, and Dwight was becoming a mentor and a friend to us as well. And a lot of churches who care about a lot of the same things in terms of why we're going to plant churches, why we believe God has chosen to use his people as the vehicle to accomplish his mission and in making and releasing disciples where they live and do life. A lot of those churches like to get together and continue to talk about where we're at, how our churches are doing, ways to continue to build healthy disciple disciples in our midst, and how to partner together to see that continue to grow laterally, kind of spreading out across the United States and other parts in the world, and have kind of a like-minded passion to say, God, if you would be so kind to continue to use us to grow and mature disciples who would think well about the places where they live and do life, where you have sovereignly put them, who would link together with other like-minded churches and people in your body to really intentionally try to saturate geographies with the gospel. So we're down in Florida meeting with a handful of churches, and we're actually thinking about what are next steps in terms of helping other churches in the United States think and process through these things. So there's some things we're trying to build and some resources we're trying to take advantage of to try to help other churches that are processing through these things more effectively.
Yeah, I would say that one of the things that I've enjoyed most from the very beginning being a part of Planting Summit Church is that there were like-minded churches around the United States of America that were processing through a lot of the similar things that that we were processing through. Those of you that are listening today that are part of the Summit family, you'll recognize the names of some of the pastors or maybe some of the churches' geographies where these churches are located. Buffalo, New York, Syracuse, New York. Southwest Florida, where we are. So different ones of us will host. This last January, we hosted in Greenville. Everybody was there. Then this past summer, spring, summer, we were up in Syracuse for a day or two. And then now at the back end of 2018, down here in Florida. And as Kyle was just articulating, really a desire to continue to think well with like-minded churches on what it looks like to release missionary disciples into their God-ordained spheres of influence. And there is something incredibly refreshing and encouraging about knowing that there are some other pastors and church leadership and people who are just part of local congregations nationally thinking along the same lines that we're thinking. For those of you that are belong to Summit, you know, we do the spiritual formation surveys on a fairly regular basis to see how we're doing in leadership as far as making disciples. And so these churches are doing those same sorts of things. And so to come together and talk about that has been incredibly encouraging.
Yeah, I think one of the language and the partnership and the friendship that's been so valuable to us over the years is this is a group of churches that not only do they, because I think a lot of churches want to make disciples, want to equip their people to do the work of the ministry wherever God's placed them, and want to partner together with other churches. But we are thankful that this group has been prayerfully and I hope in a sense of humility, deeply committed to trying to measure that, not measure it for any kind of pat on the back, measure it so that we know, we actually are willing to ask questions and try to know whether or not those kind of disciples are being formed by the things that are going on in our ministries. And if not, be willing to make changes, be willing to move toward people in a different way and ask them, how can we help you? How can we come alongside of you?
Terry, you're a part of these meetings over the last couple of years. What's been the most encouraging piece to you as you sit around the table with some like-minded folks thinking about the same things, but just in different parts of the country?
Yeah, I think for me, it's, what's already been alluded to, the fact is that there's other like-minded men, women, leaders, various parts of North America, some who are thinking about the mission of God globally, where we can come together, pray together, encourage one another. That is definitely an encouragement. I think it's also the piece when we talk to our folks here in the upstate about thinking outside of ourselves, so what God is doing in us and through us that he wants to accomplish in other parts of our own circles, that God's blessed us to be a blessing. What's really cool is to see the generosity and the faithfulness of the people of Summit, how that gets played out in seeing firsthand the evidences of God's grace in these other church partners. Through the partnerships, the prayer, the supporting of other churches around the world, and so it's almost a full circle of seeing the faithfulness of the people of Summit, and we call people all the time, and we're constantly trying to remind folks of, hey, this is how God's at work, this is how he's using your generosity, and when we come together in these types of settings and to see what God's doing in these other places through the prayer, the support. Of resources and finances, it's just a reminder that everybody has a part in this. And we often say it takes each man, woman, and child to reach every man, woman, and child. And that's just, to me, it's a tangible reminder that everybody's got a part to play. And God's really kind and generous to use us in that part.
Even though there's only a handful of churches sitting in the room currently, most of these churches, Buffalo, Syracuse, Southwest Florida, ourselves, we all kind of started right around the same time. We all kind of launched our churches in 2007, 2008 timeframe for the most part. And so to be able to process with them over the last decade has been really good. We typically meet once a year, but this past year you just heard me say we met three different times. And one of the reasons that we've met three times in 2018 is because we've been thinking strategically about how do we, now that we're all 10 years old, maybe a little bit older than that, how do we continue to think intentionally about inviting other people in other churches and other leaders of churches? How do we invite them into the process that we've been a part of over the last decade, mm-hmm, in regards to thinking about the nature and purpose of the church?
Yeah, because truthfully, as we the more we've lived in this with these partner churches in this way, it was easy to come to realize that this is on the faithfulness of some church leaders, some pastors, and missionaries that SCPI was working with for the last four decades.
That's right.
So this isn't us. We didn't just start these things. These have been happening for quite some time. There's a lot of relational dynamics that go way beyond us. And so this reminder that one of the reasons we're participating now is because people faithfully invited us in. They invited us to think well about the nature and purpose of the church, and think well about partnership, and think well about the globe, and think well about releasing people, because they were convinced whatever God was going to do in the world, he's going to do through all of Christ's people, one of our primary core convictions at Summit. So I think that's a cool thing, too, to be reminded. This is something God's been at work doing through a long heritage of faithful churches and leaders throughout history.
So a lot of you at Summit might not know this, but we've been working diligently, our team in particular, we've been working diligently over the last 10 to 11 months in regards to putting some processes in place, laying some tracks that we would be able to invite some other churches into this journey of living in the reality of the nature and purpose of the church. And so as 2019 starts, we're going to continue to leverage more and more of our time in meeting and talking with churches around the nation. And we'll be releasing more of that information to all of you when January, February rolls around as well, that those of you that are listening today, you can share with connections that you may have with other churches, with other pastors. What's interesting is there's hardly a week or two that goes by that each of us seated here doesn't have someone from Summit come up and say, hey, will you talk to such and such pastor that I know? Or I was talking with this guy in this town, and I gave him your cell phone number and your email address, and he's going to be reaching out to you. I love the fact that the people of Summit Church know that we're totally okay with that. Not only okay with it, we embrace it. We love it. We love the opportunity that we have to talk with pastors as the Spirit leads about the nature and purpose of the church. We wanted to get, as a group of three or four churches here, we wanted to get a little bit more organized in regards to walking a process with people when they call us and when they contact us. And so that's the reason we met three times in 2018, excited to launch SCP North America in 2019. And I'm sure there'll be another podcast or two in the near future about that. But yeah. Brandon, what were you going to say?
Yeah, well, this is kind of flowing out of seeing what God is doing internationally.
That's right.
In regards to SCP International. And so, Jason, Kyle, one of you can maybe speak to what you guys have kind of seen and heard that's going on around the world that you guys are encouraged by and are excited. That makes you excited for what God's going to do here in America.
Yeah, you know, we don't do it every year, but probably every 18 to 24 months, we get the opportunity, really, again, with these same churches nationally. We're all doing stuff internationally. And so we get the opportunity to travel somewhere around the globe. And be a part of just really learning. I think, you know, sometimes they ask us to come and do a little coaching or a little talking, a little teaching, whatever the case may be. And while we're faithful to do that, I think Kyle, Terry, myself, we always come back just encouraged ourselves at what God's doing in other parts of the world. This past year, we were in Brazil, but we've also been to India, and we've been to Italy, and we've been to England, and we've been to Ukraine repeatedly. And so we've been to a lot of different places, and always encouraged about what God's doing around the globe. Because what you see when you step into another country is churches and church leadership willing to join hands across denominational lines to think well about saturating their geographies with the hope of the gospel. Mm-hmm. And I think that's always been a challenge to us as we step back into the United States context, where mm-hmm. at times, historically, that hasn't been the case, to allow us to think well about how we can do it a little differently than maybe we've seen it done here stateside in the past. Kyle, I don't know if there'd be anything you'd add to that or not.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's just it's always an encouragement whenever you anyone, but whenever you can travel or have an exposure to someone who is even living stateside that grew up in an international context, it's always a good thing to be reminded that God is a global God, that God is calling people to Himself from every tribe and tongue, that God has been using His bride, His church, over a couple thousand years and His people ever since time existed, that He has set apart people for His glory, for His purposes, and He is working that out. Because sometimes it's easy to see the brokenness or the blind spots or the things that we've done wrong, and rightfully so. We should admit those, humble ourselves, repent, confess, and repent and change. But there are also really healthy moments to be reminded that God has never been detached from what's going on with His bride, with the bride of Christ, and he's never been distant or uninvolved. And when you walk into a context like India with, you know, a billion people,
that's right,
and you hear these humble pastors who are thinking and praying what we would almost consider to be like audacious prayers.
Yeah.
God, would you give us a million people yeah. believing the gospel in the next 10 years? And they're starting hundreds of churches, if not thousands of churches, through different people making disciples in their homes and in their garages, and then pulling them together and gathering. And when you see that in China, in the context of China, or even what God's done through SCPI in Cuba, that or the Russian-speaking world, you just can't help but be reminded, like, God loves His church. He loves yeah. His people. And He does have a desire biblically to use His body in an effective way. And I think the work that SCPI has done globally continues to inspire us to believe that even if it's just a remnant, God wants to use His body in the United States. He wants to use it for His glory. He wants to use it for some particular purposes. And we are just, by His grace, going to partner with that.
Yeah.
With each other.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll talk a lot more about it, I think, in 2019, and just we're excited about it. Hopefully Dwight can come on and talk a little bit about it as well.
Oh, man, that would be
exciting.
That'd
be crazy. That might be that.
Get
be
the
like,
Godfather? Get well, the Godfather
be,
on the
that'd
podcast?
That'd be like five weeks, because it's only 22 minutes.
I was
going to
say, they never last 22 minutes. Yeah, go yeah. way over the
I would
time
just split it. I'd just cut it at a certain point and just be like, sorry.
I have a lot of things that I love about pastoring at Summit Church, and maybe we need to do a top 10 list at some point in time.
Not Number today. Eight, go.
Not today. But in the top 10, I think would have to be how great it is to pastor and lead, shepherd a group of people that their expectation upon us in leadership is that we're actually doing this sort of thing. I mean, it is incredibly refreshing. What I mean by that is I have a lot of pastoral friends out there and pastors that I know that if their pastors are out and about ministering and encouraging other pastors and other churches, they're kind of like, what are you doing that for? Like, why aren't you here doing stuff? And it's right. not that we're not here. We're obviously around Summit all the time. And even when we travel, it's for usually just for a day or two. But I love giving the reports, because we kind of always do it on a Sunday morning when we've been somewhere. We'll just take a few minutes and say, here's what we had the opportunity to do this past week. Here's people we had the opportunity to encourage. Here's the opportunity we had to be encouraged. You know, even being down here in Florida this week, the meeting's just wrapped up today, but Kyle and I get the opportunity to stick around for another day or so, and they have a whole residency program down here in Southwest Florida at Summit Church in Southwest Florida. They have a bunch of pastors in training, and Kyle and I and Dwight are going to get to spend another morning with them, encouraging them and talking with them as they look to launch new church works. And so I'm just excited and consider it a real privilege to be a part of that, and I consider it a privilege to pastor a place like Summit Upstate, in which there is an expectation that those of us in leadership are not only, Lord willing, shepherding the people of Summit Church really well, we're also investing in local, national, and global pastors to think well about the nature and purpose of the church as well.
Love it. We're wrapping up. A couple of things to look forward to really quick. This Sunday, Jay, we're playing another video, an update on facility expansion
That's
and all
exactly
that is
exactly right. Do not miss this Sunday. We're going to talk a few more specifics about what we're asking the Lord to do through all of us, our collective generosity as we look to raise some money over these last couple of months of 2018.
And it might be next week or it might be a few weeks from now, but we're going to take a whole Summit Drive time to talk more about that. And so if an 8-minute video wasn't long enough for you, come back for a 22 minutes
of us just talking about all the things.
About it. We're going to talk about all the things that are currently wrong with our buildings, and it's going to be great.
That's a great way to talk about it.
That's all, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Is this the first time we've ever had four people on the podcast?
Yeah,
maybe one other time?
We didn't even have enough mics.
Didn't even have enough
Terry,
mics.
Terry, how you doing?
Breaking records.
That's bye, everybody. Have a great week.
10-2. 10-2.